I just browsed through a letter you wrote on the 12th, and you're asking me all these groovy questions like, have I received your cookies? I received your cookies and had them gobbled up before I even answered your letters. I kid you not, those cookies were fantastic. I'll tell you one thing though, Jackie, I think, sent me some cookies. I haven't got hers yet. I'm sure they got missent or something. But maybe that's what happened. I don't know, but I haven't got the cookies that she sent yet. So, whatever, that just gets to show you. And she sent her cookies 3 or 4 days before you sent yours. And I still haven't got them. Maybe she misaddressed them or they got sent to the wrong place. I don't know, but I sure haven't got them yet. But don't worry about me, sweetheart. Like I say before, just, you know, if the letters don't come, it's because of a mail being screwed up for one reason or another. Last tour I was up here too, and we didn't have any storm the whole tour. And this time we've had 3 typhoons, which are, you know, small hurricane type things, in the last 2 weeks. You know, 70 knot winds, but they never really got that high. We got the edges of them. But all 3 of them went into North Vietnam. But we had to, you know, take all the plates off our aircraft and throw sandbags up on the roof to make sure the tent didn't blow away and all that stuff. Plus we get a lot of rain, 6-8 inches of rain in a day or two. So that's the kind of storms we have around here. But that is, I'm sure that's the reason why the mail hasn't been coming and going like it's supposed to. But please don't worry about me when you don't get it. I do write it, and there's nothing going on here. There's nothing, no reason I don't write you. I do write, so that's it. Okie doke. See, da da da. Okay. Anyway, if you suspect any funny dealings with the mail at all, you just write the Postmaster General, and they'll investigate it. And they do it, too. They'll get an agent, and you'll mail a letter, and he'll trace that letter, and he'll follow it all the way to Vietnam or wherever else it's going and find out where the holdup is on it. So if there's somebody that's corrupt in the chain of command there, or somebody that loves you and doesn't want your husband running to you or writing to you or trying to break things up and stealing all your letters and stuff like that, he'll catch them. And if you suspect anything along those lines, don't hesitate to do it. This mail is awful erratic, I have to admit. It's awful erratic. And what's this about Gretchen getting as an F student of the class? You mean she's not as smart as all the other dogs? You know, I don't think you've worked at Gretchen at all, you know, since up to the time that she started in school. And I'm pretty sure that most of those other dogs, you know, had some sort of training, you know, at least come and things like that before she got to school, because you had so many things going, you know, being pregnant and having a new baby and et cetera, that, you know, training the dog just wasn't a number one priority. And that's probably why she's not doing quite as good as everybody else, but she'll catch on. She'll be all right. Speaking of, how is she doing? Can she do all her things like come and sit and all that other good stuff you're teaching her? And if so, yeah, how does she react to Maria's giggles? Oh, I'd love to hear that. Maybe you'll just send me a tape back as soon as you get this one, and with her giggling on it. Be fantastic. Understand also that Jackie thinks she may be pregnant, huh? Well, that's good. That's good. Can the is the economy in such a state now that things will be real good for them? Are they both pretty steady working and so forth, or are they going to start finding out what hardship really means? It's really, I tell you what, things are really tough. You know, you read about it in the newspaper and all the money, it's, you know, that's so tight, and jobs don't exist, and the war winding down, which gets rid of a lot of jobs, of course, and things are really tough, and I'm, for that reason, I'm really big at saving money, because it's definitely going to come in handy. I don't know, have you ever got any copies of that magazine, Changing Times, that I set the subscription for, and you haven't said much about it. I was just wondering if you've ever gotten any of them. I picked up a magazine today down at the PX, or I guess it was yesterday. You know, Consumer Reports, Consumer Union, and you know, those are, I don't know, they, of course, the products and everything that they show and evaluate in those books are not the expensive products. They evaluate products that people, you know, average people, buy, because like cars, for instance, they tell you about the Chevrolets and the Fords and all the way down to the Toyotas and the Volkswagens, but they don't tell you about Lincoln Continentals and Cadillacs, because they figure that people that buy Lincoln Continentals and Cadillacs wouldn't be reading Consumers Union because they don't care about consumer savings and all this sort of thing. They got that much money that just doesn't make any difference to them. But you know, it's one thing to think like that, and it's another thing to be like that. And if you think like that when you're not like that, and then you're never going to be like that, if you understand what I say. But you sit back here and think $15,600 a year, that's a pretty high class. The average guy that buys a Corvette makes $15,000 a year. He's over 26 years old. 50% of them's married, so half of them's married, half of them's a bachelor. But a Corvette, $6,000 for a Corvette, I wouldn't dream of it. I'd love to have one, but that's out of my, that's a third of my yearly salary just for that damn car. But I've been really kind of getting the old spendthrift. I've really changed a lot since I got married. I don't know why it has. I just haven't had any desire to go out and blow my money anymore. But I sure do want one thing. I don't know. You haven't mentioned a word about it. I've sent you a couple of pictures, and you've never mentioned a word about it. But there's something I really want. That I figure next summer, wherever we're at next summer, we'll be able to buy that dude. And if you haven't figured it out yet, it's a boat. I really want a boat. The last picture I sent you, the Chrysler Conqueror. That's my kind of boat right there. But how come you never commented on it? How come you haven't ever said anything about what you think of it? Anyway, as far as everything else is concerned, I'm really concerned about saving money. And, I'm thinking of keeping the Toyota station wagon for 10 years and getting the Healy running and being a two-car family, but both used cars. And the Healy for trips and working back, and the Toyota for station wagon family type, trips for the whole family, etc., etc. And just keeping them for 10 years, like the Consumer Report says you ought to do, instead of selling them every three. It says you save $7,000 every 10 years if you keep the car you've got until it's not worth a thing. Then if you trade it in every 3 years, paying all the depreciation, all the interest on your loans, you figure your car is paid for 7 out of those 10 years. And for me, it's paid for 9 out of those 10 years. So you pay no interest for 9 years. The depreciation is the only thing you suffer. And after 5 years, the depreciation is negligible. It's really fantastic. So I think I'm starting to agree. My old man's like that. He buys the cars for a long time. He doesn't change very often, and neither is your dad, for that matter. Just a second here, I'll see what's going on. I don't know if you heard it in the background or not, but an ambulance just took off. I heard the siren. I don't know where he's going. Apparently, something's happened over there. I tell you what, sweetheart, this beach is sure nice out here. I went out there and today, since I'm not working days anymore, I went to bed about 9 o'clock this morning and tried to sleep, and about 1 o'clock I couldn't sleep anymore. So I got up and put on my shorts and went down to the beach and, kind of walked up and down the beach, picked up some seashells because right after a storm, after these typhoons, the beach gets real high and real rough and it brings all the shells up on a beach, and basically the beach is real smooth and very, very few shells or debris on the beach at all. The only time that ever gets any shells is after a storm. And I got a couple of spirals here and a couple of conch shells, in fact, and some real smooth, and it's almost like an agate. It looks like it's painted with clear lacquer or something. It's a really smooth shell and really shiny, half shell, like a clam shell. Maybe I'll even bring them and let you see them. I don't know. But anyway, that's what I did today. I walked up and down the beach and went out, and the waves are still pretty high. They're about 3-4 footers. And I tried a little body surfing, and had quite a bit of fun. Came back, took a shower, did my exercises to firm up my body for you, so that you think I'm, really outstanding. And I wanted to eat dinner, went over to pick up my mail, read the 3 letters, and writing this tape. That's what happened today. Things are real slow at night. During the day, you're hassled all the time. You're always busy. Somebody's always launching medevac aircraft, and you've got to launch guns and scrambling, and missions aren't coming out right, and you've got to call the grunts up and tell them how come they're mistreating our aircraft, and you got to call the aviation companies up and want to know why they're mistreating the grunts. And always, all day long, you're on the phone or on the radio. It's busy, 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 You get out at lunchtime for an hour or dinner time for an hour, and you really got to get out. It'll drive you nuts. It's really busy. But at night, it's really slow. The only thing, of course, that happened is an occasional alert, jump in your bucker type alert. Doesn't happen very often. And that's it. Of course, you have to summarize the activities for the day and the proposed activities for the next day and give the briefing to a colonel in the morning. And that's all there is to the night shift. It's really a lot better, actually. You get to prop your feet up and kind of close your eyes a little bit and doze off and get a little nap, at least at night. Things are so smooth, nothing, no missions at night, and et cetera, et cetera. So things are a lot better. And I'll have this night shift until going R&R. The guy that had the night shift is on R&R starting today, Rich Harris. And in fact, he's in Hawaii right now, I would imagine, or very close to it. Jim Accord, I don't know if you ever knew him or not. He was at Benning. He's got the day shift now, and he's so short, he's getting ready to leave here pretty soon. And in fact, he leaves before I go on R&R. And I don't know who's going to take the shift while I'm going on R&R, but I guarantee somebody will, because I'm not staying here to take it. But rest assured, I'll be seeing you on R&R. But like I said before, let me summarize here. All I want you to bring is one medium-sized suitcase with three sets of Levi's and three of those T-shirts, and don't bring any shoes. Bring me a couple of pairs of socks. When I get there, I'll buy a pair of sandals or something. And a pair of tennis shoes or something, because I don't have any tennis shoes here, and I don't have any at home either. So just bring my pants and three sets of underwear, and should take up about a third of that suitcase, and then that leaves you the other two thirds for your curlers and everything, whatever you're gonna bring. But I swear, sweetheart, don't bring anything that's formal or other than casual, and don't bring very much. You bring over three different sets, and then that's just waste, because we can have them, send down to the cleaners at the motel or hotel or wherever we're at. And no use packing that extra hardware around. And please bring my camera. Please, please, please bring my camera. I want to take some real pictures, and just you and me, sweetheart. Just you and me, and I want to remember and cherish every moment of it. Because that's going to be outstanding. It really is. I'm going to stop a second and get a soda for myself outside of the refrigerator, and I'll be right back with you. Well, here I am back with my soda. And I thought I'd throw in another little, I don't remember what I was talking about before, it's only been about 2 minutes, but I'm just kind of rambling on anyway. But every day I plan to go out on the beach a little bit, because I want to kind of get at least a base tan so I can spend some time with you without, having to stay indoors all the time or get some zinc oxide for my nose or whatever. I just kind of, I want to kind of be somewhat immune to the sun when I get there. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time every day out on the beach and kind of get a little tan, and I recommend you lay out on a patio or go down to the beach yourself for the next couple of 3 weeks and get all fixed up and smooth and ride your bike a little bit and get in good shape, because I'm going to give you a workout, sweetheart. I laugh, but I tell you what, I'm going to really give you a workout. I'm going to give one myself, and things are going to be all right. I can see it now. And things are going to be all right. I'm going to play with you and mess with you everywhere. On the beach, and in the trees, in the bed, in the bathtub, everywhere. So you better prepare for it, sir. You better prepare for it. Anyway, that's a little light, I guess. Maybe I ought to talk out and get myself all flustered and turned on and everything, so I don't have to talk about something else. But I'm going to, that woman that wrote to send you this woman, I'm going to be doing some things that they mentioned in that book. So... Also, I'll bring the book with me so you can read it if you want. Oh, Lord. I don't know what to say next. I just don't know how much to tell you, how much I love you, and how much it means to me to be with you in R&R with nobody else to bother us, and no responsibilities. We may even call it the honeymoon. I don't know. But it if it isn't treated like one, we're missing a boat someplace, because I just, everything that we can do together and have fun together and do to cherish each other, remember each other, and make us close that you can't believe. I'm gonna do it, whatever that may be. I love you, and I want to hold you, and I just feel it right now. You're so warm against me. Oh, baby, I can't talk about it anymore. I gotta quit talking. Anyway, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna take a couple more sips out of this Coke and finish this tape up and put it in the mail to you. And I don't know when you'll get it, but it is the 18th. And right now, it's about 20 minutes after 7, so I've got another 40 minutes before I go to work. I'll probably mosey on up to the club and have a Coke or something up there when I finish this one. Anyway, hang on a second. I'm going to take a swig of this. Okay, I'm back. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and say my love yous and goodbyes and give you a big smooch, and then go ahead and shut the tape off, and I'll see you. I'll see you, sweetheart. I'll see you very soon. 20 days. Oh, and one more thing. You let me know how many kisses and hugs you gave Maria for me, and I'll pay you back. And give her some more for me. I love her so much, and I miss her too. And the thing on my mind the most is getting to know her when I get back, but that waits until after R&R, until I get to know you. So just let me know. Keep track so I can pay you back on R&R. And like I say, I'll see you again. I love you, sweetheart, and I'll see you in 20 days.